Welcome to Daf Yerushalmi. We'll be holding a Trumas Daf Nun Zayin in the Oizvodar edition, Perek Shishi, Halocha Aleph. We're starting 5 lines from the top of Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, "Him nasi truma tashlumi truma." That's a quote from the Mishnah that a person who eats truma has to pay back. Whatever he pays back becomes truma itself. And if someone eats that tashlumim, he will have to pay like any other truma. The beginning of the Gemara is, "Hey Chavido, how do we do?" Now, some take away this kirsa because these words don't fit over here. Reb Chaim brings up shat that these words belong to the previous Gemara. The Gemara there discussed before. What's the halacha? In one place, we mention a stoma, like one shita, and mention a name of the mandama of the other shita. And the other place, you do the opposite. So the Gemara now concludes that and says, "Hey, Chavid, I don't know what to do in that case." Now we're going into our sugya. Reb Zeir b'shem Reb Chanino, Zeir said the name of Chanino. Tashlumi truma. The person pays for truma. A rain ketruma hold over has a din of truma, as we mentioned in the Mishnah. But if you go and you plant this tashlumim, it's considered to be chulin. There's a chumah by truma. Truma, if someone goes and plants truma, rabbanon with goyzer akzero, then whatever grows will be truma as well. So people will not go and just plant their truma. But if you plant the tashlumi truma, whatever grows is chulin. Gidulei truma, as the Gemara goes and explains, gidulei truma rein kechulin chol dover, ela shasurim lezorim. Now, even though rabbanon said that when you plant truma, whatever grows has a din of truma, it doesn't have a din of truma legabe that has the gdush of truma. It belongs to the kohen. It's also a zayin, but it has a din of chulin for everything else. So it doesn't have a gdush of truma. It doesn't have a din of tumah of truma, and also a person eats it doesn't have to pay a kerem lechaymish. Omar b'Yosi va'anan taninon tarteon. We have the mishtas these two dinim, which each one of these dinim is 2 points. As the Gemara is going to go and explain. Tashlumi truma reka truma, when you pay for truma, has a din of truma. Lechol dor, for any din. The taninon, we learn, ainu mishan truma lechulin misukonim. We learn in our Mishnah. You don't pay truma, you pay chulin. V'em nasi truma. Right? It becomes truma. So clearly it says that tashlumi becomes truma. Now the next quote, el shigiduleim chulin, that's the second point of the first halacha. That when you pay the shlumi truma and you planted it, the gidul is chulin. How do you know that? Because it says, giduli truma, truma. It says the gidulim of truma has a din of truma. You midak from it. Ha gidule tashlumim. But if it's a gidul of tashlumi truma, if you planted the shlumi truma, it has a din of chulin. Giduli truma rein kechulin chol dover. The next point that we mentioned. That when you plant truma, it has a din of chulin for everything. The tanin v'chayeves, beleket, b'shicho, u'bepeo. The gidule truma. That a person went and planted truma. Whatever grew from there, that does have a din of leket shicho apeo, that you need to give to the poor, the matas anim. V'ani Yisrael v'ani Yekoyanim milaktim. Both ani Yisrael and ani Yekoyanim can go and pick it up. So you see from here, it doesn't have a din of truma. Truma, there's no leket shicho apeo. It means it looks like you treat it as chulin. But now we get to the second point of this halacha. Ela shasurim lezoyim. But still, people who are not koyam cannot eat it. How do we know that? To tell you that same Mishnah we said before, v'ani Yisrael moichim et sheloim lekoyanim beit pei truma v'adom yishalem. V'ani Yisrael, the pikad leket shechopeo, they sell it to koyanim in the worth of truma, because he treated it as truma. Regarding the act, it has to go to the koyanim. And they keep the money for themselves. So it belongs to the Yisrael, belongs to the ani Yisrael. But they can't eat it. So all these halachas that we mentioned, all mentioned in Mishnahs. So as the Gemara mentioned, gidul truma, you take truma and you plant it. This gidul truma has a dual definition. On one hand, you give it to the kohen as the din of truma. But on the other hand, it's not really truma. So the Gemara now comes and tells me another way we look at gidul truma with these two different definitions. Says the Gemara, we're using here the Girsa of Reb Chaim. Tani, gidul truma ein mishalim mehem keren v'chaymish. You cannot use gidul truma to pay for the keren v'chaymish, the one owes if he ate truma. Because the only thing you can pay for truma is chulin. This is not fully chulin. But on the other hand, in mishalim aleim keren v'chaymish, if someone goes and eats them, the gidulim, you don't pay for the keren v'chaymish, because it's not fully truma. It's at something in the middle. Ve'in chayovim mechal, you're not chayav to pay chal, so even though it's chulin, but on the other hand, it's also truma, you don't take a chal for truma, and for this purpose, you consider this to be truma. Ve'in ha'adayim poisos, if the hands touch, they don't make it possible, like regular truma. Using here, again, the gius of chayim, ve'tvul yoyim, also tvul yoyim doesn't poisel it. Kedel she'poisos b'chulin, meaning the same way by chulin, there's no psul, also here is an psul. Continues the Gemara from Zion with base. So this is referring to a Mishnah, Maseches Tful Yoyim, that there Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yosi say that Tful Yoyim who touched a iso, a dough, that the east was made out of truma, he's poisel it. Rabbanon argues, even though they're machmir over there, that tful yoyim is poisel, in our case, by tful yoyim, they agree that there's no psul. Because the Gemara, it says, im yotza koin limchol in a moichel, the koin cannot be moichel on this payment. Says the Gemara, b'shaloi hifrish. It's clearly we talk about if the Yisrael did not put aside hafrasha to pay for the koin can't say a moichel. That's clear. But hifrish, v'acharkach mochel, again, here's the Gyusar of Chaim. If the Yisrael did put aside, he puts aside fruit to give to the koin, and the koin says, you know what, you can keep it for yourself. Does that work or not? Says the Gemara, plukto de Rebbe v'deablozer Rabbi Shimon. It's machlokes of Rebbe and Ablozer Rabbi Shimon. And the Gemara now is going to bring a brisa where we see the machlokes. We're going to use in this brisa the Gyusa of Rabbi Chaim. Rabbi Chaim has many changes to the Gyusa that we have in our Gemara. So going now through the Gyusa, based on Rabbi Chaim's Gyusa. The Tanit says in the brisa, menoson lekoyin is a koydish. One gives the koyin the koydish. So the losh of the posak is that he gives the koyin the koydish. So we dash in from here, matanosoi mekadashtoi. Giving it to the koyin, the giving to the koyin makes it koydish. Ve'ein afrashosoi mekadashtoi, lechayev lov choymish. But now the afrasha makes it koydish. When does the teshlumim of truma become truma? Once it goes to the koyin. Before it goes to the koyin, it's not truma. Divrei Rebbe, that's what Rebbe holds. Meaning Rebbe holds that until it doesn't reach the Kohen's hands, it doesn't have a din of Truma, and if a person 80 is not going to have to pay Chaymish for it. Only once it reaches the hands of the Kohen, then it becomes Truma, and then a person pays Chaymish for it. Rabbi Shimon argues and says, Af afashosoy mikadashtoy lechayev alav keren v'chaymish. Even afrosho is enough to make a person pay for it keren v'chaymish. Meaning just putting it aside really gives it a din of Truma. So Gemara learns, can the koin be moichel or not? Depends on this machlokes. According to Rebbe, it's not truma until it reaches the hands of the koin. So the koin cannot be moichel before it comes to his hands. It's not his yet. But Alonzo Rabbi Shimon holds, once the Yisrael puts it aside, it becomes truma. So the koin could be moichel for it right now. You could say, you could keep it. Kedus down the Gemara, it says another case. Mochel v'achakach ochel. What is this whole idea to shlomi truma? Someone ate the truma, needs to pay for it. What happens if the koin said, you can eat it? He gave him rishus to go and eat the truma. Now, obviously, the person, if he, the koyin gave him to eat the truma, he's not obligated al tzkezel, and still the koyin, but he's still not allowed to eat truma. So the shayla in that case is a frasha or not for that? Once he put out the fruits aside, is that good enough because he put aside to give a payment for the truma, but he doesn't have to give it to the koyin because the koyin was moichel, or you still have to pay it? So that's the Gemara saying, Mochal v'achakach ochal, gave him mechila for him to eat, and he went to eat. Taflukto de Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon Lakish. That's the Mechlokes of Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon Lakish. The Ispalgun, they were arguing, using the Gyusa of Chaim again, Ochal trumo mishil ovimo koyen. Person ate trumo that belongs to him. He inherited it. From who? He has his maternal grandfather was a koyen. He was nifter, and he inherited trumo, and he went and ate it. Rabbi Yochanan mishan l'shevet. The Shlokishom Misham Naatza. Yehudin says, you have to pay. Who do you have to pay to? You have to pay, not, there's nobody to pay to, you have to pay to all the granny. And Shlokish says, no, you just have to be mafresh. You don't have to pay it to the Kriyanim, you can keep it to yourself, but just do that for Asha. So what's the Machlokes? Rabbi Yehudin learns that until it doesn't reach the hands of the Kriyan, you didn't really fix the problem. According to Shlokish, once you did a Asha, you already fixed the problem. So if a person owns his own truma, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's very nice, this is a frasha, he didn't fix the fact that he ate truma, he needs to give it to a kohen. Rish Lakish says, no, but he owns it anyways, you just do a frasha, good enough? So the same thing if the kohen was meichel. Kohen was meichel, tell him you could eat it. So doing a frasha fixes the truma, does he have to pay it? Well, if you hold that a frasha is good enough, he did a frasha, he fixed it. Nobody, he didn't steal it from anybody. But if you hold that until you don't give it to the kohen, you didn't fix the problem, so you still have to give it to another kohen. Now, the Gemara in the next daf is going to try to see if this machlokes of Rabbi Yochanan Shlokish does depend on the previous machlokes of Rebbe and Rabbi Lozo Rabbi Shimon. Do paying a koyin, when does the payment happen? Once it reaches the koyin or even before? Does it have to do one with each other? We'll see in the next daf, Be'ezer Hashem. And with this we conclude Yerushalmi Trumas daf Nun Zayin.